WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Milwaukee reliever Abner Uribe was suspended for 6 games and starter Freddie Peralta for 5 for their roles in a brawl during a Brewers game against the Tampa Bay Rays. Tampa Bay outfielder Jose Siri was suspended for 3 games, a penalty later cut to 2, and Milwaukee manager Pat Murphy for 2 by Mike Hill, Major League Baseball senior vice president for on-field operations. All 4 were fined. Murphy stated his suspension when associate manager Ricky Weeks led his team against the Rays, and Siri also began his penalty. Well, in today's game, the Brewers did quite well as they defeated the Rays 7-1. In today's game, the Brewers scored first, bringing 2 runs in the bottom of the 3rd inning, another run in the bottom of the 6th, 4 in the bottom of the 7th, and then finally Tampa Bay got a run across in the 8th inning. So the Brewers take 2 of 3 from the Rays after losing the initial game. They won by a score of 8-2 yesterday, and then today 7-1. The Packers are counting on the return of edge rusher Kingsley Inagbare without the necessity of surgery. They're counting pretty heavily on that because they didn't draft any depth last week and waiting for him to recover. Initially, the player said he had torn his ACL 3 months after the injury. He still hasn't had surgery. The tear has never been confirmed. Green Bay will be counting on him and his productive depth piece for the defensive line. He has 5 sacks in 2 years as a backup. Published reports indicate that Wisconsin men's basketball program is close to getting a commitment from another guard arriving through the transfer portal. John Tanji was a starter at Colorado State but averaged less than 10 minutes of playing time per game last season at Missouri. He posted on social media his plan to transfer to New Mexico but then reportedly accepted the offer to come play for the Badgers. The commitment isn't official yet. One of the winningest coaches in college basketball is part of the class of 2024 being inducted this fall into the Small College Basketball National Hall of Fame. Ken Anderson coached the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire for 27 years, winning more than 80% of those games. He had a career record of 631 and 152, claiming 14 conference titles and getting his teams to the NAIA tournament 15 times. He led the Blue Gulls to the championship game twice. The induction ceremony will take place November 1st in Lakeland, Florida. 2-time reigning national champion UConn is among the teams that have dramatically changed their rosters with transfers during the college basketball's open portal window. The deadline for players to enter their names into the portal to signal their intent to change programs is late Wednesday. The Huskies could lose all 5 starters from their second straight NCAA championship team, but Coach Dan Hurley has added former Michigan center Terrace Reed and St. Mary's guard Aiden Mahaney as replacements. Other teams facing significant changes include marquee names like Kentucky, Kansas, Duke, and Arkansas. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.